Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue some themes from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, his first letter. The church gives us, has been giving us sections from that letter to reflect on. It's really been fantastic this week. There's so much here. The Word of God is amazing, really. And the more, the depths of it, there's just layer upon layer, not just of like difficult, complicated knowledge, but the wisdom of God is revealed here. And this is a living word. I think, again, something I've mentioned so many times in the past. I remember Pope Benedict saying at one point that the secret to a new spiritual springtime in the church is the daily reading of the Word of God by the faithful, by those who are followers of Jesus. And he said the reason it has that power is because it's a living word. It's alive. It's not a dead letter. It's not just a historical book, but this book is breathed by the Holy Spirit. And it is has a capacity to reveal to us these words that are Spirit-inspired, have a capacity to help us encounter the person of God, the person of Jesus. And the Spirit helps us see it, grasp it, believe it. And it just has extraordinary power. It's beautiful. What a gift. And so today we're going to continue in chapter 4 of 1 Corinthians, where Paul is talking about, don't judge, don't compare. I'm after this apostle. I'm for that apostle. I follow this guy or that guy. Judging people, he says, don't do it. Don't judge anybody in the sense of determining what the judgment should be ultimately upon persons, right? Because he does scripture in other places tells us, we need to recognize when something is wrong and identify something as being wrong, right? We don't know the ultimate destiny of the hearts and the person who did the wrong, but we know wrong when we see it. We're supposed to identify it and acknowledge it and call people out of it. But call people out of it with the right heart, with love, and with the desire to will their good, right? To see it happen in them. He said, brothers and sisters, so here's 1 Corinthians 4, verses 1 through 5. Thus should one regard us. Paul says, how should we be regarded? As servants of Christ and as stewards of the mysteries of God. The apostles, in a unique way, are the stewards of the mysteries of God. The mysteries could also be, another word, a sacrament, and the mysteries are the sacraments. That's part of it. But it's also the mysteries that are revealed, the mystery that was hidden for ages in God that Paul talked about earlier in the week, the mystery of his love revealed in Jesus and the mystery of his plan to bring down the kingdom of darkness through the power of humility and witnessing to the world that humility and love triumph. There is no real love. There's no godly love without that grace of humility, the reality of humility functioning. And Jesus said, come and learn from me. I'm meek and humble of heart. Meek is Jesus' strength was under control. That's what it means. Meekness in part is strength under control. And that means that the strength the Lord has given us and that work in us is brought to the service of love. And it comes under the rule of the Spirit. The Spirit is God's love poured into our hearts. And our strength is now not to exalt ourselves, elevate ourselves, bring other people down, see life as a zero-sum game. My neighbor's my enemy. He's a threat to me and my goods and my getting ahead. And everything's a war and everything's a battle. All that nonsense. And, he who dies with the most toys wins. And the whole world's ideology, who's the smartest, who's the most powerful, who's the most whatever, and to get to the top, biggest bank account, biggest influence, it's all the name of the game, and just you can't get through without asserting yourself aggressively, often over and against other people. That's the energy of the world. It's fundamentally a lie. Jesus unmasks it all through his triumph and the cross. The triumph of Christ, that's represented to us every time, friends, we go to Mass. We're so blessed. And you see how the liturgy, the Mass, brings to us the foolishness of the cross every time we meet. It's the foolishness of the cross, as Paul described it, which is God's very wisdom that brings down the kingdom of this world and ultimately judges it. It judges it as a lie that starts in the mind of Satan, who is set against, who's a murderer and a liar from the beginning. And here comes Jesus, full of love and truth, speaks the truth, walks in humility, washes the feet of others, loves God the Father first. His loves are ordered. He's it. He's the light. He's the truth. And the devil tries to win a victory over him, and he's blinded by his pride, as we talked about earlier in the week, thinking he was going to destroy who Paul described as the Lord of glory. And the devil bites his own tail, and his plans always come to nothing against God and against Christ and for those who are in him. The key is to be in him, in the power of the Spirit, not to be conformed to this world, not to be seduced to play the enemy's games. That's why Jesus said, don't be afraid of the world that comes after you. Don't be afraid of what you may not have, and don't compare yourself to other people, and trust me, abide in me, walk in me, so you can walk in freedom. So the kingdom of darkness won't have a hold on you. Like Jesus said, that the devil had no hold on him, and the devil has no hold on anyone who's baptized into Christ unless we give it to him. So if we buy the lie, like, I can't be happy if I don't have a lot of bucks. I can't be happy if I'm not the best looking person in the room. I can't be happy if I'm not the boss and I can't exercise power over people, or I'm not living in the right neighborhood, whatever. To believe all those lies is to give oneself over, to yield your freedom to walking in an untruth, which lies lead to bondage, to slavery. You start to affirm a lie as true, and then they can get really dark. I can't be happy unless I'm coked out. I can't be happy unless we abort this child. I can't be happy. All these deceptive lies, and they begin to enslave us. We began the week, Sunday, with the reading, Paul saying, don't be conformed to this world. The disordered energy of a world that's in bondage to the fear of death and under slavery to an enemy who's deceptive and he's a liar. But come into the light, which is Christ. Embrace the foolishness. The world wants to say that, why would you embrace a dead Messiah? You know, why would you embrace, you know, a loser like that? Jesus triumphed over everything. And the way forward is humility, is love, is hope, right? It's trust, it's abandonment, it's becoming a nomad of faith, it's putting all your eggs in Jesus's basket. It's don't hedge your bets, go all in. And receive the gift, the promise of the Spirit that's been given to you. And then live the life of the Spirit. Christianity is a new life in the Spirit. There's a person, the person of the Spirit dwells in you to come to reveal to you if you're willing to listen, if you're thirsty, if you're hungry, if you make room in your mind and your heart to talk to God, to internalize his word, to receive the grace of the sacraments, the life that he's given us. If you're willing to walk in it, he will transform you. Paul says some pretty hard things here in 1 Corinthians, very challenging things. He says that, you know, it doesn't concern me the least, he said, that I be judged by you or any human tribunal. He's over the fear of men. It's gone in his life now. He's not afraid. He's not trying to impress everybody. He's not afraid what sort of false judgment people can put on him and what they can do to him. It's not a threat to him anymore. He doesn't care. He knows they don't have power over him. But why? Because he's in Christ. Because he's living in the palm of the hand of the King. And nothing will happen to him that God doesn't permit. And anything that does happen to him, he knows he has the strength in Christ to endure it and to give glory to God. And Jesus will use what's meant for evil to be good, to turn out to be good for him, to lead him to be even more everything he was meant to be in Christ. That's a Christian mind. Paul says, I don't even pass judgment on myself. He said, I'm not conscious of anything against me, but I do not thereby stand acquitted. The one who judges me is the Lord. The one who judges me is the Lord. The one who judges you, the one who judges me is the Lord. The Lord's going to have the last word. He should have the first and the last word in our life. You know, life will go better if we embrace that. Nobody's opinion is going to matter on that final day but his. Nobody's. Anything in this world, any judgment of men, any wisdom of men everything needs to be checked against the wisdom of God in Christ. And anything that wouldn't please the Lord, anything that's inconsistent with His will, His mind, His heart, get rid of it as fast as you can. It's worthless. In fact, it's worse than that. It could lead you to destruction. Paul goes on, therefore, do not make any judgments before the appointed time until the Lord comes. For He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness. He will manifest the motives of our hearts. And then everyone will receive praise from God or judgment, one or the other. It's a beautiful, powerful, sobering verse, and ought to cause us to tremble a little bit. No matter how much we want to ignore it, friends, our decisions, our life on this earth is of epic importance. Every decision matters. How we use our time, how we use our talent, how we use our treasure. And Jesus is watching us. He's in our corner. He's pulling for us. He wants us to go all the way with Him and receive everything that He has for us. But He can't be fooled. He can't be tricked. He can't be conned. Jesus and the fiery eyes of Christ see the truth about everything. He will bring to light what's hidden in darkness. That ought to cause you and me, that ought to shake us a little bit. If we haven't really come to terms with who Jesus is and really invited Him into our lives radically, whatever's hidden in darkness, we have to be able to let go and bring to Him and expose it to the light of His truth. You notice how much darkness is being revealed in our broader culture? I mean, you know, think about the Jeffrey Epstein's and it's in the news all the time. The deception of what's going on in the government, you know, the colluding, the lies, the it's there all the time. And right now, a lot of that's getting exposed. And the Lord wants us to see that He's permitting it to happen. Don't hide in the dark. Come out. And He said, because what's going to happen on that last day is what will be manifested is the intention of your heart. Who have you sought to please with your life? What is it that you love? Your own reputation? The opinions of men? Or God? What God values? Is that what you value? This is what's going to be revealed on the last day, because we're given in this life, friends, a choice. What will you love? You're going to love this world more. You're going to love yourself more. And no matter, you can't con Jesus. When we stand before Him, you're going to see the truth that's in your heart. I will see the truth that's in my heart. And it'll either be a day of great rejoicing and great humility when I thank God for the help and what happened in my heart. Did I have a heart that wanted to love God with everything? Is that what I sought to do? Imperfectly? With God's help? Or did I live for myself? Did I live for this world? And the intention will be manifested and God's judgment will be given. I mean, it'll happen. The judgment will happen because you're going to get what you want. I'll get what I want. May our hearts be united to His on that day. God bless you, friends. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.